or a room like that now?
You could hardly call it a living room, because Satan didn't live in it. It was a room that was fixed up. Uh-huh. I guess you'd call it a sitting room.
Uh-huh.
A parlor. Call it the parlor.
Okay. People didn't go in there much.
Uh-uh.
Then. You said this was the...
dining room.
And this is the...
kitchen.
Did you ever have a little room off the kitchen where you keep canned goods and things?
Well, they had a big closet here.
Mm-hmm.
Mama kept the flour and all that sort of thing in there.
Mm-hmm.
And the smokehouse was out here where we kept meat and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And over here was what we call an ice house. Papa had it built with sawdust in the walls, you know, and thought he could bring out ice and it'd keep everything in there, but it didn't work. However, it was a mighty good place to store things.
Mm-hmm.
So we had a smokehouse here and we had what we call an ice house here.
Did you ever call this the pantry here?
No, we didn't, but I guess people could. Now, out here on this little porch, Mom had what you call the milk. What did she call it? But she kept a milk out there, anyhow.
Uh-huh.
And a kind of a safe, milk safe,
uh-huh.
you know. And it was screened
mm-hmm.
and had trees here that kept it cool. And so the milk and butter and stuff stayed out there.
Hmm. This was the safe. This was a sort of a porch here?
Yes. In fact, that whole thing was a porch.
Uh-huh.
And with the little milk safe.
Did you ever hear names for different types of porches? You know, maybe you've seen those houses where the porch went all the way around the house, or, you know, a porch that came off the second floor or something like that?
I've seen those that went all the way around the house, but I don't know that the porch had any special name.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Ever hear gallery or veranda?
Oh, yeah, we called them galleries all the time back in that day and time. Never called them a porch until we went off to school.
Okay.
They were galleries.
Uh-huh. Just for any kind
Sweep of... that front gallery.
Tell me about the fireplace, the thing that the smoke goes up through. You'd call the...
chimney.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
What about the open place on the floor in front of the fireplace?
Let's see, what did we call it? My mind just won't work. I've got them. I've got two, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But my mind doesn't work.
Well, do you ever see anyone cook on a fireplace?
Oh, yes. I've done it many a time myself.
What would they call the part that they'd set the food down on? Set the pot on?
Well, I used to start my vegetables or my meat, whatever I was going to cook, in a big iron pot and bring it up here. And this was a room, front bedroom, that I usually kept the fire going all the time. And I'd start that about 9 o'clock, if I had to boil a ham or a shoulder or something. And then about 11, I'd go down to the kitchen and make the fire there and finish up my dinner down there, baking, you know, in the oven and all.
What would you cook in when people would cook in on the fireplace?
Well, we always had those iron skillets, you know.
Mm-hmm.